Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shulman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom and I'm Masechet Shkalim. And we're doing the entire final parak, the eighth parak in this podcast, Mishnah Aleph, which shows up in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of the Bavli pagination. Kol Arukinam Tzim Yerushalayim Torin. If spittle is found, saliva is found in Yerushalayim, we don't assume it to be from a Zav or a Zava, and therefore it's Tahor. Chutz Mishel Shuka Elyon, except for in the upper Shuk, we'll hear why that's a problem. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shar Kol Yimot Hashana, during the rest of the year, Shebem Satmein, in the middle of the road, they're Tamei. Shebem Sadin Torin, to the side of the road, they're Tahor. Shata Regal, but during the Regal, it's the opposite. Shebem Satorin, Shebem Sadin Tmein. Why? Neshem Watin, Mistal Kin, it's Sadin. Whoever the minority is goes pushed to the side. So during the Regal, the majority of the people are Tahor, and therefore the stuff in the middle is Tahor. The spittle in the middle is Tahor. Okay, Rabbi Avin, Meshem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kitzvan shel goyim hayasham means there was an army of the Romans that was up in the Shuk Elyon, and that's why they were tmeim, because there's a gzerat chachamim that we're familiar with on the spittle of goyim to metame like that of a zav. Amr mechanina arudot hayu nocharin b'Yerushalayim. There are wild donkeys who used to bite other animals in Yerushalayim. People who make aliyah l'rego would be up to blood up to their knees. The reason was because they were Roman soldiers. Again, going back to the Roman soldiers in the Shuk Elyon. So there was a mule of Rebbe's house that died. And they said the blood was tahor, it was not metame as a nevela. We'll see details about this now. There's a Shaul Rabbi Simon. He said, Ad Kama, so how much blood is still Tahor? V'lo Agivei didn't answer. Shaul Rabbi Shuban Levi, Amar Le, Ad Revi'i Tahor, Yotemikein Tmei. The answer is, until to Revi'it. Uvashto Rabbi Lazar, De lo Chazar Le, Rabbi Shimon Shmuata. And Rabbi Lazar was upset that Rabbi Shimon never answered his question. Baby Avayati Matne Hadin Uvda. I was teaching this story about Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Arvi Tahor Yotemikan Tamei. That's the rule. Ubat Be. He was upset with him. Amalei Rabbi Zvikan. Begin to Shoyalach Ad Bait Be. What are you upset? He's asking a question. Marle Delo Habe Data Be. I wasn't paying attention. Dabar Bichanin. And he was quoting a pasuk in Dvarim. Vayuchayachatun Chaminegad. Your life's going to hang in the balance. Zeshu Lokeach Lochitim Lasharap. That's somebody who buys wheat for a whole year because he doesn't know what's going to happen. You'd be afraid day, night and day. If you're buying from Paltar, I buy from the Paltar, so I'm upset that maybe I was distracted. That's why I got upset. My kedon. The answer is we have a testimony that it's Tahor. Ma'utar, what does Tahor mean? Tahor milachshir means it's not machshir. It's not called dam to machshir zraim. Halatamot metame, but it is metame itself. Tamatanina. So we have the mishnah elsewhere. It says dam asheretz metame kivisarom metame veino machshir. So the blood of a sheretz is metame just like its skin, but it doesn't have a din of dam as a liquid to be machshir. Vein lanu kiyotzibo. There's nothing else like it. Vein lanu kiyot. So here. So how can you say the dam nevela is tamei v'nei machshir? The answer is enol keiot zvo shiur tumatov al damok metamei kivsaro. We don't have anything else that's metamei with the same shiur, but we have to do other things where metamei betuma v'not machshir. Yosef manda mar tamei k'rabbi Yehuda, mar tahor k'rabbi Shuban b'tera. So there's such a machloket among tanaim. Avduma lachuta v'yaut Rabbi Yehuda mudaina denasi havei. He says that Rabbi Yehuda was the teacher of the Nasi. Alright, so therefore that story about the mule that died was based on the psak of Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rabbi Yavah, Wishem Rabbi Yosef, Hanina, Lo Gazwal, and Rokim Shushalayim. But wait a second, don't we have a ruling that there was no Gzerah that Rokim found in Shushalayim or not Tamei? Ale Rabbi Yavim, Wishem Rabbi Shem Levi, Kitzvan Shokoyim, Ayasham. Again, the Roman soldiers were there, so we knew it came from them, and therefore we knew it was Tamei. During the rest of the year, Tmeim walk through the middle of the road, and the Torim are on the side. Prushu, the Torim walking around the Tumim say, get out of our way. Shatarego, it's the opposite. Rimi Malchim Shibo, Torim Malchim Natsar, Tumim Malchim Stam, Torim Malchim Lahan, Prushu. During the Rego, it's the opposite. Okay, the next Mishnah, which may be in the Bavli, is part of the same Mishnah as the first one. Call a Kelim Natsim Yerushalayim Derech Yudal V'Tatfilat Me'in Derech Aliyat Torin. Any Kelim found in Yerushalayim, if they're on their way down to the Mikvah, they're Tmein, meaning they weren't yet brought to the Mikvah. If they're on their way up, then they're Tahorin. So, Kiriyatan Aliyatan, Divar Meir, because it's not the same way down as up. And of course, in recent excavations, we found Mikvaot from Beit Sheni times, we see there are two sets of stairs, and it's pretty clear which is the way down, which is the way up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kulan Torin, they're all Tahor, Chutzna Salmagrifa, or Miritzam, Yuchadin, Likvarot. Everything is Tahor except for the basket and for the scraper that's used for cleaning off graves. That's Tameh. So now the Talmud, just like we had earlier about saliva, now, there wasn't there a statement that they didn't make a gzera on kelim and shalayim? The answer is, if they're on their way down to the mikvah, then it's like an explicit statement that they're tamei. Abishalei akoreo tan tziporin. He used to call these miritzot, the magrifot, tziporin. And tziporin should domain tziporin, because it's like a fingernail. Adamar miritza, she miritza eta even, because it pushes the rock to the cemetery. Okay, we continue with the same Mishnah, or halacha gimel. Sakin shem tzeder ha'asar, we have this in Psachim recently. A knife, a shechita knife, that's found on the 14th of Nisan, shochet pamiya. You can use it right away and not worry about its tumah status, because you assume it was properly taken care of. Shloshasar shonel matbil. If you find it on the 13th, have hazaat mechatat on it and take it to the mikveh again, because it may have been on its last day of tumah. Kofitz, but a cleaver, bezel, either case, if you find the 14th or the 13th, you have to do that, to be matpil it. If the 14th is on Shabbat, shochet pamiyat, because we know the guy had it prepared. Chamishasar, the 15th, what do you do? Shochet pamiyat, you can use it right away. If the cleaver is tied to the sakin, then it follows sakin. And so the Gemara quotes a braita. But if the opposite, if the sakin is tied onto the cleaver, it takes the halacha of the cleaver. The next halacha is marked as dalad hay in the Mishnayot, and in the Talmud it marked as halacha bet. But we have as halacha dalad in the Rishalmi. Parochet shenit made by Vladatumav, the parochet of the Beit HaMikdash, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, became tamei with a vlada tuma, a second level tuma. Matpilin otah bifneim, you put it in the mikveh inside the beit in the azara. Machisan otah miyad, and you right away hang it up. Shemet ba'avatuma, if the tuma happened through an avatuma, then matpilin otah michutz bachutz v'shotchin otah bachil. Then you do the tefillah outside of the azara, and then you lay it out in the chil. Mimnei shitzicha harav shemesh, because it requires harav shemesh. You know, it has to get a night. If it was a new one, they put it on the roof of the balcony in the Mikdash, so they can see that it's a beautiful work of art. The parochet itself was one tefach thick. It's woven on 72 looms, each one with 24 strings. Or car, it's 40 by 20. It was 820,000 strings that were made. They make two a year. It took 300 kohanim to put it into the mikvah. Okay, so now where do we get all these numbers? If it just said chut, then it would be one string. Kaful, if it just said double, then shtayim. Shazur, if it said woven, then shlosha. Moshzar is double that, so the shisha. And there's four different kinds, Arba Mikan. High Swim Arba, 4 times 6 is 24. But we have Brightot that have other numbers. Tanish Loshimu Shnaim. We have a Bright says 32. Ilum Archut, Achad, Kafur Shnaim, Shazur, Arba. Morzar becomes 8. Arba Mikan, Altatan Trey. 4 different kinds times 8 is 32. We have Shmona, Ilum Archut, Achad, Kafur Shnaim, Kliyav, Lishlosha, Shazur, Lishisha, Morzar, Lishnaim, Asar. It simply took our original number and doubled it again, because of another word in the Pasuk, Arba Mikan, 4 times 12, Arba Imushmona. Good, Utmanya. Chatuva Chadomer, Maser Okeva, Chatuva Chadomer, Chazeh Hoshev. The two Psukim, 2 and 3 on the page, describe the Ephod, etc., as Maser Okeva, Maser Hoshev. Maser Okeva, what's that? Parsuf Echad, one face on the Parochet. Maser Hoshev, Shnei Parsufin, one on each side. Rav Nechemia, Chana Mamaser, okay, Mazari Mikan, Vari Mikan, a line on each side. Maser Chosher, Mikan, Mechalak Mikan, a line on one side and nothing on the other side. Chanama, the other one said, Maser Rokem is Ari Mikan v'chalak Mikan. Sechel Shev is Ari Mikan v'nesher Mikan. The ability to put one animal on one side and a different animal on the other side, and that's all you see, and it's woven, is quite impressive. Tani b'shvoni v'shtayim ribohi tana. Seir v'yitzchak v'yitzchak v'shem v'shmuel gzuma. He said this whole thing about 300 kohanim to put in the mikvah is an exaggeration. Tama tanina b'mima alav k'shtosh mi'al kur. We have a Mishnah that says that occasionally you would find 300 kor of ashes on his bech. So anytime you see the number 300, you have to wonder, here again, it's a guzma. The next Mishnah is marked as halachahe in the Rishalmi. It's Vav Zayin in the Mishnayot together, and in the Bavli it's marked as Gimel. Basar kochi kochi minima. If you have the meat of kochi kochi, became tame. Ben ba'avatum and atuvatum. It doesn't matter what level. Bifim ben bachutz, whether it's inside or outside of the meat, of the azara. Burn it all on the inside, unless it became tame outside by touching an avatuma. Tell him the opposite. You burn everything outside, but Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says the main issue is the source. If it's an avatuma that was the cause of the tuma, then whether you're inside or outside, you have to burn it outside. If the tuma is not as severe because it was, it happened because of a vlada tuma, b'chutz v'mifnim, isoif b'fnim, burn it on the inside. Kivo omer makom tumato sham seifato. He says, look, wherever it became tame, that's where you burn it. Barkapra amar. So Barkapra in the Talmud says, amatuma dvar Torah. Amatuma, that something becomes amatuma, that's called tuma midoraita. Vlada tuma is midivrayan. That's the Rabbanan. Chama benze ovenze dvar Torah. They're both doraita. Kash Rabbi Yochanan al de Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to have a problem with our Beit Shammai statement. Shammai omri makoy sar pifim, chutz nishma v'avatum b'chutz. So ma min avatum b'chutz, ma min v'latum b'chutz. Why is an avatum different than a v'latum outside? So v'zeh lo dvar Torahu. It should be neither one of this dvar Torah. Aren't they both dvar Torah according to Rabbi Yochanan? Both doraita. Filo al de Beit Hillel lo makashi, even has a problem with Beit Hillel. De Beit Hillel omri makoy sar b'chutz, chutz nishma v'latum b'fim. If Avatuma and Vladatuma are the same, according to Yochanan, then why would he distinguish? So they said that therefore the Rabbanan only seemed to work according to Bar Kapara. Now, on the other hand, Kash Bar Kapara, the Beit Shammai. What's the difference if Avatuma, where it is? If you say that Avatuma is all Doraita, then Zevazelo Dvar Torahu, so who cares if it's inside or outside? Rabbi Kiva is straight, because you burn it where it became Tomei. According to him, Vladatuma should always be lighter, because the Rabbanan, who cares where it was? So let me divrayim, they're all the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Machal Meshkosh Matzor, Mishtachin Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. It fits according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the food and drink of a Matzor has to go outside of all three Machanot. In other words, a Vladatuma is going to be considered strong in that case. The next halacha is marked in the Mishnayot as halacha Chet, and the Tefillin Talmud as Dalid, and in our Yerushalmi is Vav. And this is the end of the Mishnayot. Ivrei HaTamid. What do you do with the limbs of the Tamid? Tanim v'chatzi kevesh l'mata m'barav. It's put on the lower half of the kevesh before bringing it up to the Mizbeach, on the west side, towards the Mikdash. Shemusafin tanim v'chatzi kevesh l'mata m'mizrach. And the Musafin are on the same place, low, but on the right side, meaning towards the east. The Misafir Rosh Chodesh are put up on top of the Karkov of the Mizbeach above. We'll see what that is in a minute. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is different. Ashkalim, a different topic. Shkalim va Bikurim, and Nanu will give Elifnei Abayit. That Mitzvah of Shkalim and of Bikurim only apply when it's a Beit HaMikdash. Shadayam Asar Beima, all the Masrot, Uva Ubachorot, and Bachor, giving the Bachor, and Oagin, Beifnei Abayit, Beim Shalifnei Abayit. Whether or not there's a Beit HaMikdash. So if you take Shkalim and say, I'm giving these, no Beit HaMikdash. You take fruit and say, they're going to be Bikurim, Harezek Kodesh. They're still Kodesh. Meaning, there's no mitzvah, but they're still Kodesh. Rav Shimon Omer, Bikurim Kodesh and a Kodesh. He says that if you declare the Bikurim a Kodesh, it doesn't mean anything. Now, Ezo Karkov is Beach. The Gemara asks that the Rosh Musafar, Sheikh Rashim, we said go to Karkov Mamizbeach. We want to know what is Karkov Hamizbeach. What is that? Amah bin Karen LeKaren. It's one Amah between the Kranot up on top. That's where the Kohen would walk around on the inside of the Kranot up on top of the Mizbeach. Musafei Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Mikodem. So there you have Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Which Korban do you bring first? He thought Musafei Rosh Chodesh come first. And he got it from here. Shirosh Shabbat, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh. What if the Levim have to sing both songs? Shirosh Rosh Chodesh Kodem. Rosh Chodesh comes first. So he thought, same thing with the Korban. Rabbi Yosa, Shanya Hitaman. That's different. Amar Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that was done to publicize the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh. Ketzad Ayaosa, so what was the solution? Shochet Musfei Shabbat, V'omer Alehen Shirosh Rosh Chodesh. You shech the Musaf Shabbat, and you say the song of Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Nafshi, perhaps, on that. That's what Levim would do. When it comes to the Korbanot themselves, certainly Musfei Shabbat could mean, because Hashem Ta'ikodim Chavir Kodim Chavir, the rule in Zvachim Perak Yod, that Tadir V'Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodim, and Shabbat comes more often than Rosh Chodesh. Now, the implication of the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon's position, where he said that if you said Bikurim, it doesn't count, is Hashkalim Kitshu, that if you dedicate money in Shkalim, it works. You don't marry Rabbi Shimon, and Elo Kitshu. No, he's quoting Rabbi Shimon as saying, none of it works, not Bikurim, not Shkalim. Tani, Hager Bizman Hazeh Tzarech Lavi Kinor V'Kesef. We have a bright that says that a Ger Bizman Hazeh, in the time of the Mikdash, a Ger would have to bring a Korban, just like Bnei Yisrael, and the Mibar brought a Korban as part of their Giur. Rabbi Shimon beat La Rabbi Yochanan Zakai at the time of the Korban already destroyed this halacha, stopped this halacha because of the possible obstacle that it would present. And that is, you set aside money for the Mikdash. Mikdash isn't built. In the meantime, somebody may use the money improperly. We do not declare a Kdeshot Bizman Hazeh. But if you did it, that if it's clothing, that you are mocked, you should burn it. A bemate, a care. If it's an animal, you make it sterile, or you hurt it. Ma'ot yalchuli amelach, and money goes to amelach. So avar v'ktish and ma'adam Rabbi Shimon bitla reichom and zakah v'netakala. Rav v'ktish kachu. So this seems to follow in the lines of Yochum and Zakah, who said, who was mevatel the taka, who was mevatel the hakdash. Nonetheless, if you are mocked, it's valid. So here Rabbi Shimon said it's Kodesh, and over there, in our case, he said it's not. In our Mishnah, the reason Rabbi Shimon said it, if you say that this shekel is Kodesh, it doesn't work, is because it may foul up the Trumat HaLishka if that year Beit HaMikdash is built, and they're taking the Trumat HaLishka. Does this coin go in? But here there's no downside. If he's makdish this, of Adav Rav Menuna, Rav Adav Barach Meshum Rav, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, and we end the Masechet by pointing out that the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, and that is if you're makdish coins as shkalim, it is invalid. And if you say these prut are bikurim, it's invalid. We've come to the completion of our study of Masechet Bikurim. Shakoach to all the lomdim who've joined us along the way. We will pick up in the next podcast with our study of Masechet Yoma. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day. Chen la oraita.